episode is this? All right, cheers, everybody.
Woo!
Cheers, Clinky.
This is a real legit cheers.
Yeah.
We're all drinking this time because in honor of Easter. Well, I have. Okay, this is a very special show in honor of this day, the 24th day of April, our Lord's year 2011. Mm-hmm. And we have an all Dirk show today. So I have next to me, I have Julia.
Hey.
Sister, youngest.
That's
next to her is Ian, sharing a microphone.
Hello.
Brother, oldest. Alan, across the table.
Hey, everybody.
Brother, deep voice, middleist. So we're having a special family affair today. Are you guys excited for this?
Yeah.
It'll be different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As long as nobody calls me Cupcake.
Mm. Yeah, we had some controversy before we started. Cupcake, fat name, not fat name.
I would hope not. But I wasn't actually acknowledged in the family, so I don't know if I get a vote.
Yeah.
I think it's a short and fat name, so I'm going to go with fat name.
Just a squat name?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I think it depends on the size of the cupcake. I've seen some oversized cupcakes that definitely might be on the fatty size.
Okay, fair enough. It could be either way.
Yeah.
Well, how did you mean it then? That's the real question.
I don't know. I was in kindergarten.
Oh, okay. I think kindergartners generally like cupcakes.
Yeah.
Well, I've got this great, we're sponsored today by Miller Lite Vortex bottle. Have you guys seen this?
Yeah, I was just noticing it.
Can you see
the,
there's like rifling
the
in the thing so I can drink this terrible beer so much faster?
You can drink it accurately from 400 yards.
I don't understand who's drinking a beer out of a bottle and is like, this is way too fucking slow. This takes forever.
Yeah. Can I get a spiral stream into my mouth?
Seriously. If it could be rifled down my throat.
Yeah. The instant shotgun.
Well, I have a regular beer bottle, and so does Julia, so we just spin around in a circle, and I'm pretty sure it does the same thing, right, Alan? You're the engineer here.
Yeah, you're smart.
Well, it depends on if you're on the northern or southern hemisphere, but essentially,
okay.
Yeah, could you just sort of spin the bottle so the beer starts spinning, and then tip it and drink it while it's spinning? Does that help in any way?
I don't know.
No.
If you were drinking that in the southern, hemisphere, though, would it get stuck because it like couldn't spin?
It couldn't turn.
Yeah, is that a northern hemisphere or southern hemisphere bottle?
Well, it's being drinking, so it must be in the right one.
You are drinking it.
I'm glad that I'm asking you guys about physics, and I'm like, well, it's been drinking.
Peter can't even conjugate his verbs, the librarian.
I know.
I done dranked it.
It's good when everyone's ranking us of smartest of the family, and I'm just like, well, I'm drinking a Miller Lite, and it's getting drank.
Yeehaw!
Thanks to the spinning. Or like if you drank it on a Gravitron,
ooh,
maybe that would help.
What is a Gravitron?
That's that thing that sucks you against the wall. It's like a torture chamber at a carnival.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I saw a guy on the internet, he was standing up, like, horizontally on the Gravitron.
Oh, like his head towards the center?
Yeah, his head was pointing inward towards the
center.
Did
he get crushed?
I don't know. I don't know, like, I think when they started to slow down, like, you'd think you'd stumble and shit.
I would always want to do, like, if you could own a Gravitron, if I was rich, I would just get one for a few weeks just to fuck, like, stand in the center when it starts and then get
and then go
around.
To the side.
Have pillows just lining it so you could just be flung into a
put all my wet laundry in there and let it go.
50 cats.
Oh, God. Cat holocaust.
Right. Started off to just walking around all nice and calm, doing kitty things, and then all of a sudden you get the right music. It's pretty hardest.
You know what'd be even better is like you put in, you have, oh, I bought this Gravitron, but since I'm a nice guy, all the preschools can come over today. And then when they're all in there, then I have the cat tube on the top where I dump in the cats and they're all panicked. And then the Gravitron's on and there's kids in there and it's just a nightmare.
There's a bunch of dizzy, panicked, angry cats dropped on a bunch of preschoolers.
Do you think they'd have any suspicions at the animal shelter when I came in? Yeah, I'll take 50 cats, 50 of your meanest.
Nobody would live up to Billy the King Cat standards,
though. No. Yeah. He was our old cat who was nice and always had fucking
broken legs.
He got in
a fight with a raccoon, broke his leg, won.
There is nothing better than watching a cat walk around with a cast on its leg. They're so mad. They're so upset that this is what their life has become, and they know they can't do a thing about it.
Well,
they hate it.
And Bill was not he was a determined cat. I remember there was a bird's nest.
Mm-hmm.
In the sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
And he would try to climb this tree, but he wasn't good at tree climbing for some reason.
Yeah.
Also, he had the obstacle of a bird constantly pecking him in the face.
I hate birds.
Yeah.
He didn't go up to the nest, but he didn't go down and give up
either.
He
was like halfway
on
the tree.
Yeah, he just stayed there.
He also had the obstacle of the ooze machine.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Which was a game of where you jam the hose in the sandbox and fill it up with water and flood a basement in the process a bunch of times. Like, a lot.
There were tunnels. It was civil engineering-ish. We were city planning. And then we'd get bored and just flood everything.
Yeah, but those carpet dryers were pretty
sweet. I was going to say, I think it was kind of win-win as a kid. Because they put these fans on the carpet that kind of puff up the carpet. So then you're in like a new environment.
Yeah, it's like a ghetto fun house.
Yeah.
Like a jump around palace.
With
yeah,
it's so
like
many Legos.
It's like a jump castle, but there's no softness to it. It's still just a floor.
A damp floor nonetheless.
Yeah. It's kind of like
damp,
your floor is just
floor.
Warped.
Yeah.
It was carpeting. That was pretty good. Pretty good time.
It was bittersweet.
Ian, do you remember if Billy ever got the bird?
No, he did not.
Oh.
Oh, well. Rest in peace, huh?
Oh, Billy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just moved yesterday, and our cats are freaking out. They do not know who the movers are. They're in a new environment. Peaches is only located
Peaches.
On one stair. Yeah, our cats are Peaches and Kitty now. Billy, the king cat.
Peaches and Kitty?
Yeah.
That's a great, like, girl dance music duo. Peaches and Kitty.
And Peaches is the boy.
Good. Perfect. I was hoping.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be weird. So you guys both don't live in town. Where do you come from now?
Oh, I go to Brandeis University. So Waltham, mentioned in 30 Rock, for those who watch the show.
That's mentioned in 30 Rock?
Yeah, that's where the redhead mask girl that's dating Jack Donaghy is from.
Oh.
So he goes to her house to sneak in and like erase her this drunken voicemail. And so they go to Waltham in 30 Rock.
I thought you were going to say that redhead assistant guy. I fucking hate that guy. Enough. Kenneth?
He's not redheaded. He's blonde.
Fuck him. I don't care. He's the worst guy, and they do every season. They're like, we better do about 4 Kenneth shows. Did you guys know he's not from the city and everything's amazing to him?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's 4 fucking shows. Fuck that guy. I fucking hate that
guy. He's also really old.
He's not from Waltham, is he?
No.
Did you meet the fighter?
What?
I think that was Lowell.
Lowell,
yeah.
Are you close
to
Lowell?
No, not really, but I do have a friend that comes from Lowell frequently to visit me. What up, ABAB?
Is that a man?
Yes.
Is this man proud of Lowell? Pride of Lowell?
He explains it as rather rough and tumble kind of place.
It looked like it.
He plays a lot of music there, though, so I think he runs around with some pretty artistic, fun people.
That movie pretty much sucked, though. I mean, Christian Bale was like the only slightly redeeming factor, and there wasn't enough of it, like enough of him at all.
I thought Amy Adams was adorable.
Yeah. And I still laughed every time Christian Bale was in the crack house and he jumped out the window.
Like
every
single
time, and he got caught every single time, but he tried it over and over again.
You know what's weird to be about? You know what's the most memorable thing to me about that movie was the pants he was wearing? Those Zubas? Those old pants that were sort of sweats, but weightlifters wore them all the time, and they had crazy designs, like a surfboard. That was the most memorable part of that entire movie.
Am I going to be disowned if I admit that I've never seen it?
Yes.
How are you going to go back
to... You guys don't even like the movie.
So what's the place you're from? Waltham?
Waltham, yeah.
Waltham?
Waltham. Like, okay. Waltham, Walturkey.
Okay. What else is famous? Have you seen Marky Mark?
No.
That was my number one hope when I went to Boston. I didn't see him, so I've never been back.
Yeah.
Does he still live there?
Marky Mark?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does he still have the third nipple?
What?
Doesn't he?
No.
Come on. Like, does the Pope sit on Sundays?
He did underwear commercials, and he had like a third nipple or something.
No.
Mark Wahlberg.
No.
Yeah, you had a thripple.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I swear to you, Google that.
I'm going to.
Somebody
don't worry.
Somebody needs to Google it. Nope, no phones.
Yeah, the helpful snow fort doesn't have internet, so
Google
the helpful snow fort.
That
not
was Ian's
the igloo,
name, yeah.
The snow fort.
Yeah, I don't have internet. That's my part of my genius marketing plan for a podcast, is to not have internet access. I've got it all worked out. Hey, what do you guys think? So you know, now you've seen where I live, how I live, my lifestyle.
So many knickknacks.
Is it what you expected?
Considering I've been here before, it's almost exactly what I expected.
Okay. Expectations met. Good.
I really like the artwork in the kitchen, personally, that has the grapes looking like ants because of their stems coming out.
It's perfect because my kitchen sometimes has grapes and ants. So it's really representative.
So this hybrid is just really accomplishing so many goals.
Mm-hmm. I try to have representative art that makes people feel at home. Like bugs.
At your home.
Are ants bugs?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
They were in A Bug's Life.
That's true.
They were like the main dudes.
But spiders are not bugs. Or are they bugs?
Spiders are not insects,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's insects.
But bugs can just be
bugs
whatever.
Bugs is a pretty generic name.
Anything
that,
from...
That the classification isn't that specific for it.
Anything from ants to a racist term for the bad guys in Starship Troopers.
Yeah. Do you think or like zooplankton.
Yeah.
And sea monkeys? The listening devices.
Is that a zooplankton?
I think so. I think that's krill.
I just saw this thing online because a friend of mine just got sea monkeys for her birthday. And I saw this old commercial. They had this thing where you could take a sea monkey, which is like, it looks like a little sperm that lives in a tank
with three eyes.
Yeah. And supposedly too, you can let them completely dry out and then rewater them and they come back to life.
They do.
But I saw this thing from the 70s and you could buy a sea monkey racetrack. So what you do, you take like a turkey baster, you suck them up out of the tank, and then shoot them into this little track where they have nowhere to go but forward, and you race them.
Do you make bets?
I don't know. I thought that.
Yes.
I think you do. You kill the losers.
Is this how we're going to deal with them taking off poker websites from the internet?
Is that a thing that's happening?
Yeah, they made them illegal.
All of them, or just the ones where you bet?
I think all of them.
I think they're all laundering money.
Oh.
So the kibosh came down on that.
Well, that's a shocker.
But regarding the sea monkeys, I think we should start to train them and selectively breed the fastest monkeys.
Exactly. That's how we create a master race.
Yeah, exactly. And then we make it popular to race sea monkeys. Yeah. And then we come in with our worst competitor and just kill everyone. And then once they work up to that, we're already, you know, leagues ahead of them.
I'm going to make a new, everybody visit helpfulsnowman.com/sea monkey race. For the current standings.
You could say we were 20,000 leagues ahead of them.
Oh, nice. Holy shit. So now, where do you live in these United States? Or do you live in Dubai? I don't understand.
No, I live in Santa Barbara, California. Now,
Santa Barbara.
I
simply went to
ago.
Dubai, obviously.
Now, as far, here's what I know about Santa Barbara. There's weed there, and it's expensive.
Yeah, there is weed there. It's not too expensive. I'd say there's a lot more weed in Colorado.
Really?
Yeah, driving around on the interstate, it's like $25 eighths every day.
Oh, yeah. We have those stores, those huts.
There's almost equal numbers of liquor stores and dispensaries in Greeley, which means that there's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's everywhere I turn now, it's like buy a pipe, buy some weed, run around.
I just wish we had one mega store instead of all these different ones.
Like a weed Walmart?
Yeah. 24 hours.
Maybe like a Sam's Club or a Costco.
Cheap. Yeah, you can buy a huge bag.
You can buy a huge pallet of weed.
Yeah. Who else did you say the sponsors were?
Let's see. Miller Vortex, and then I bought a Vortex bong of some kind that works with a fan or something. Has anyone done that? Made a bong with a fan that forces the smoke in or something?
The Volcano Vaporizer has a fan.
Okay. I can tell I asked the right person this question. Volcano. Now, the vaporizer is the one that doesn't make smoke, right?
It makes like a...
It's mist.
Yeah.
Like a steam?
It's kind of like lame smoke. Like, okay. Think of a $5 fog machine.
Okay.
You got the right idea.
So it's like being at a laser zone made
tubing.
Of marijuana.
Yeah.
It's like being at a Great White Show, but you won't
Okay. You know what they need to do is make a laser tag, and then once a month they have marijuana night, and they just pump weed smoke in. Everyone's just shooting the fucking lasers just to see them.
Everybody's just laying on the ground shooting lasers through the smoke.
Why are we fighting? Why?
Why don't we have
end
any food
this war.
Here?
I'm hungry and tired.
Where's my $10 microwavable pizza?
Now I need to ask this. Oh, go ahead.
No, I don't have anything.
I need to ask. I didn't microwave pizza. They always have the shittiest pizza at those laser places. The home of the worst chicken finger you'll ever see.
But it comes with an icy. It makes up for it.
Well, even when you're 10, You know it's bad when you're fucking 10 years old and the pizza comes and you're like kind of disappointed. You're like, oh,
and
this kind of a pizza?
Didn't they have square pizzas and they were like really probably weird. Yeah, I just remember being so upset that they weren't actually slices of pizza. They were like these little disfigured square mushy things.
Yeah, or they'll say it's a French bread pizza, but it's clearly made on like old Subway rolls.
Fuck you, Red Baron.
Yeah.
Do you think any other family played as much laser tag as we did as children?
I can't possibly imagine they did.
Yeah, seems... maybe individual people, but never the aggregate of the family.
Actually, we've discussed this on a previous episode. My college roommate.
Oh yeah, was on an adult laser tag team.
Right, he was on an adult laser tag team.
Those guys, they would come in and kick the crap out of us, and I'd get like 12 points in the entire.
I'm surprised none of us got recruited for like an adult team. Like, ooh, you guys seem to play a lot of fucking laser tag.
Well,
could
the best
use some help.
Is when somebody would be under the jackpot thing, and then somebody else would be guarding for them, and then they just obliterate points.
Or they'd use their arms to cover the sensors. That was
bullshit.
They would do that. Who would do that?
It needs to be like Tron, where it's full body coverage or something.
Yeah. Or just real lasers.
Yeah. Here's what they need. Lasers, Tron, pizza that's good.
But they also need to keep the beef jerky that comes like shredded tobacco.
I like to do it. Whenever I get that, I put it in like a dip.
Yeah.
So that way you can get a little bit of beef jerky throughout.
I always have. Like if I'm going for like a jog and I'm going to be out of the house. So I can't just be eating a beef sandwich. I'll put in a dip just to keep me going so I don't get a crave halfway through.
So we had the beef jerky that was like chewing tobacco and then candy cigarettes. And then we constantly had like the gum cigars. We had
And don't
so
forget Big League Chew. Yeah. That was like the long cut tobacco. And it just, all it was it comes in a pouch. It has a crazy looking baseball player who looks like a rapist on the front.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you're just supposed to chew it to be, you're just like.
What does it taste like?
Bubblegum. It's bubblegum
flavor.
Not very
good bubblegum, though.
No, it lost its flavor
like
when you open
fast.
The package.
Yeah.
it was done.
When you looked at it, it was instantly flavorless.
Yeah. The best thing you could do was take the entire bag and put it in a wad and eat it all at once. Because then you'd get some flavor.
And then
I think that's why my jaw clicks now.
Because of Big League Chew. Yeah.
And that yardstick of gum.
That was great, too.
That was great.
There was a time when snacks were all about how long they were.
Fruit and they were measured and quantified.
Yeah.
I never knew. Well,
by the foot. By the foot.
Well, it was like as if kids know, you know, could do the math of, well, I think if you took these gummy sharks and mashed them into a infinite thinness strip,
a human
it would
centipede,
be this long.
Perhaps.
Yeah, a human centipede of gummies.
Well, they decided, well, we can't make it good, but we'll give you a lot of it. And then it's going to work out.
Yeah, as long
fine.
As you have a shitload, it's fine. You know, it was a bullshit candy that I hated. Astro Pops.
Those?
Not to be confused with Bomb Pops. Those are the ones that are like
not the popsicle, right?
No,
those
these
are
yeah.
Were
Bomb
these
Pops
ones with
are good.
The wax at the bottom.
Yes.
Okay.
And it has
and
a long.
They were like cylindrical or.
Yeah, it was like a long spike.
And
conical.
Pointy.
Conical.
Oh, conical.
Good
yeah.
word.
Yeah, I beat the engineer on that one.
It's a long spike.
He's shaking his hands in victory.
And there
way.
Were three colors. There was yellow at the top, which tasted like complete asshole. And it was like you had to right. work through
it. You had
it
to make
get
through
to,
it.
Yeah. Then you get to the green, which was mediocre. And then there was a tiny stripe of red, which was the best thing ever. But I think it was a lesson in, you know, if you put in the work, it's that much sweeter. I don't think the red was really that good.
I think it was like a failed adult sex store.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, what the fuck are we going to do with all these dildo boxes?
Well, they were so fucking...
it's all about the swimming pool.
Bittersweet pool, for 75 cents.
I remember with those pops, I tried to break off the top part.
It's impossible.
Yeah, and it's impossible. Like, it's the kind of thing where you're like, I'm going to beat this candy.
I think those are like the sticks you set in between two pieces of metal to make a weld.
Ah, yeah.
You melt it, and then those things... Well, and if it was a sex toy, they must have been like, well, one woman used it, and her vagina won't open again. It's closed forever.
It's sealed. A chastity device.
Yeah, exactly. Just put this in there. It'll be stuck together forever. You'll have to sit in a hot tub for 8 days. And then
it's how female circumcisions are done. They're just like, well, we'll just jam this in a little
Astropop.
Done.
And they were hard as fuck to unwrap. They were shrink-wrapped worse than a CD.
And you would get
CD.
Paper in there. You'd get or not paper, but the plastic.
The plastic would be stuck in.
Stuck to it constantly. I think that was also because at Bittersweet Pool, they were always melting in there because it was like the snack
shack. It was so hot.
Yeah. It was the summer, and in that terrible place, I was the candy girl at Bittersweet Pool for a summer.
The candy girl. That's a great movie title.
Candy girl.
I was thinking more like a horror movie. Candy girl.
I was thinking more Julia Dies.
Rated R.
Yeah, rated R. For, you know what I love is how they tell you what it's rated R for? Because now I know, I'm like, well, no one's going to be fucking nude in this. No need to watch that. It's like, rated R for brief male nudity. And I'm like, oh, okay. No thanks. It's really nice as an adult.
However, extended male nudity, you are in.
Well, yeah. I don't want to tease.
I don't want to waste my time if it's not extensive.
Listen, I can just Google nude male penis online and get as much as I need.
Can you? Do you have the internet?
Well, I can't. One can.
Somebody could.
Yeah. If I sit in front of a house and my laptop battery lasts about 9 minutes, I can Google whatever I want for those 8 sweet minutes.
Or you could just throw on that DVD of that comic book movie, The Watchmen.
Yeah, man. Big that blue cock.
That had a lot of like big blue male nudity.
I've taken screenshots and recolored them to look flesh-like.
Or you could go with just Forgetting Sarah Marshall and just pause it at that one part.
Oh, yeah. Didn't that guy like direct or produce the movie and he was just like, I want to put in my wing? Wasn't that the deal?
I think I'd put my panini in a movie.
Wasn't that done in Fight Club?
I hope you're talking about sandwiches.
Well, that too. I'd put my dick in it. I would love to have a movie where, you know, someone comes in and it's just like a normal scene. And it's like, hey, how you're going? And I just put my penis in a panini press and it's like, and we're having a normal conversation.
That's like that Wu-Tang skit.
I don't know that one.
Oh, he talks about leaving a hot clothes hanger on a... stove.
Oh, yeah, to cook toast or something?
No, to brand someone.
Oh.
The punchline's like...
I should have known they were going to do something gangster. I was like, oh, he's making a nice meal.
I think you're confusing that with Red Man's House, where he's like, you got to ring the doorbell, but you got to rub these two wires together.
That was a great Cribs. Do you think that was his real house?
I hope it is.
Me too. That was awesome.
Maddie last night, when I was giving him a tour of the house, he made me do it entirely in crib status. It was so funny.
What up, what up, what up?
Yeah, it was like, and this door frame, this came from Shaq. That's why it's huge. Yeah. And then like the living room, oh, that looks nice. My wife decorated it. Moving on. Here's my fridge.
I should do a Cribs in here.
Definitely.
Be like, this is the weather stripping on the door. That's how most of the insects get in. This is the plastic sheet around my bed because I was afraid I had bed bugs.
This is the whale in a multi-level painting?
Yeah, three-dimensional. That's like those things you see at the art museum, and they say just mixed media. I hate that. I'm like, okay, so anything that exists?
Yeah, so as long as you have two, you don't have to mention either one of them.
Especially when it's modern art and it's just bizarro things coming out of everywhere.
There's a great wall that we're looking at. So on the far left, there's a pencil drawing that my high school girlfriend drew that I've just never really had the heart to get rid of.
What is it? A rose growing through a tree?
I kind of suspect she didn't draw it for me, that she drew it and then gave it to me as like a, oh boy, it's Valentine's Day. And then to the right of that, we have a signed picture of Lou Ferrigno as the Incredible Hulk.
And it's addressed to Peter, by the way.
Yeah, it says, yours, Lou Ferrigno, too. What's great about that, so he was at Comic-Con. And this is actually from a second Comic-Con that I didn't go, but a friend got me one because I specifically said, if Lou Ferrigno's there, get me a picture. Because he was at Comic-Con when I went, but he had Hulk pictures and then also just pictures of him as a ripped muscle man in like a banana hammock, which is what I wanted.
Yeah, why did you not get such a thing?
Because he didn't bring them. I think those didn't sell very well.
Was there him as a Hulk in a banana hammock?
No.
Because I feel you would have really enjoyed that.
That would have been a... best of both worlds.
Right.
And one eye with the contact lens when I not. Did you guys know he's deaf?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You did. How did you know that? I had no fucking idea. And then I was like, he was kind of a dick. And someone was like, well, he's deaf, so he couldn't really hear you. And then I felt really bad. Well, no, I didn't feel bad. Fuck him. He's got a pretty good life.
Yeah.
He's ripped. He was the Hulk. All he has to do is sign fucking pictures for money.
He also has a sweet haircut.
Anyone who wants a picture, helpfulsnowman.com/signpicture. I'll send you one of me signed.
Ooh,
probably by me.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, you're excited?
I would love that.
What an amazing deal. Tell us more.
How many do you have? Is it limited?
Let me ask this.
Snowman or will it be your actual face?
Well, how much would you expect to pay for an offer this amazing?
Well, I would expect to pay at least $39.95.
As long as there's easy payments, I'll make them.
Well,
easy payments monthly, $6 a month for 10 years.
You guys have very realistic expectations. $39.99 is the price.
That's what I'm getting for Christmas for sure. This year, no coloring book.
Signed picture. You got a coloring book for Christmas?
From you.
Oh.
Like 2 years ago. And your card said you'll always still be 12 to me. And I was 20.
I'm glad I got to use Christmas as an insult.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all eating jelly bean eggs here.
Yeah, I'm eating all of the greens for Ian.
Yeah, those are shit. Present. That is the worst flavor.
They're green apple and
here,
delicious.
I want to do... I'm gonna,
they are awful.
I'm going to take out one of each color.
And
I want you to rank them by color.
Okay.
Of which one you like the best here. Hang on.
Should I have a swig of Easy Street in between to cleanse the palate?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm not an expert taste.
Well, I just had green. So this here goes yellow.
You already have a yellow. You don't need an orange. That's missing. How do you find yellow?
Yellow tastes like it's trying to be green, but it didn't quite make it. Orange?
Okay. Go ahead. I was really angry. I couldn't even continue. I was like, just keep going.
Just continue.
This review is over.
I feel like orange is good, but it doesn't have as much flavor as the other ones because it's not sour at all. I like the sourness of the green.
You like the tart of the green?
Wait, what color is this? Oh, purple?
She just took it out of her mouth to check.
That's what someone said.
You put it in and then chewed it and took it back out to see what color it was.
I chewed once. I only bit down once and then I pulled it out to see where it was.
As long as she only chewed once.
Sure. It was nice and flat, too. When she took it out, she's like, yes.
I stabbed a guy, then I stopped. It was only once.
Exactly.
Not a big thing, guys.
I'd say pink is definitely the best.
Pink is pretty good.
Starburst has stayed true to its color.
Starburst jelly beans are great, but I think I could eat 5 safely, and then I eat about 500,000 and have the worst stomach ache of all time.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting diabetes right now.
You are.
You just...
You're not... It's not a
diabetes.
Mistake. Yeah.
Okay. I would say it goes pink, purple... No, pink, green, purple, yellow, orange.
What about red?
Oh, red is between purple and yellow.
Where'd you put green? Or is that your favorite still?
No, it's the second. So it's pink, green, purple, red, yellow, orange. Is that all of them?
Somebody write that down for posterity.
Yeah.
That's going to be your tombstone. It goes pink, green, orange.
Julia Jane Dirk. Pink, purple.
Yeah.
Spilled beer all over myself.
Okay. Kenna come from? Your name. By the way, I've wondered this for years.
What is that?
Like, we all have names after our parents and their siblings, except what's Kenna?
Yeah, it's like Alan's name goes uncle, uncle, last name. Mine goes uncle, uncle, last name. Yours goes like
mine goes great grandma, mom, last name.
Yeah.
Son of the
And then yours is just some fucking guy, some fucking guy, last name.
Yeah, there is no one on either side of the family with this name at all. Our mom just liked it. That's pretty much the answer I've gotten.
There's a band called Kenna.
There is.
Have you heard them?
No.
I don't know if they're on here. Let me see.
Alan and I have a second cousin that's like 13 named Ian. So there you go.
Oh, there we go.
So that's kind of related, right?
Yeah, there's at least one other.
Yeah.
Well, they're not on here.
It was strange. Last night I was at a house party and I ran into a guy named Ian. And he said like, yeah, I've lived in Greeley for about 2 decades. I've never met another Ian. So
you know what I would be so mad about with you? You know how there's the most famous Ian is that guy on 90210, but he calls himself Ian?
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot. I hate that guy. He was the worst guy on that show, too.
He was, too. Like, he wasn't Luke Perry and he wasn't Jason Priestley, so that makes him the worst guy.
No, he just looked like a piece of shit. I don't even know. I can't even compare him to a guy.
I have a friend that didn't know that 90210 was because of zip codes. And they thought it was just a really arbitrary name, and they were bitching about it for a while publicly at
like
a party.
THX11 whatever. For some reason, with the super mainstream show, they went with a crazy name.
They thought it was like District. It was supposed to be like District 9, and they watched the show, and they're like, There's not a lot of science fiction.
It was the
all.
Original Inception, this show. You don't even fucking know what's going on.
Yeah. At Brandeis, there's like six other Julias, and it's really annoying. I don't understand why Julia is such a common name, but now we all have to like clarify what Julia we're talking about, and I don't like to do that.
Now, let me ask this, because I have a sweater I bought to support your swim team that I immediately ripped a hole in on accident. And then someone told me something that Brandeis is called sometimes instead of Brandeis University is Brandeis Juniversity. Have you heard this slur against your
well,
school?
Okay, first of
all, you have now.
First of all, I hope that you're not saying that being referred to as Jewish would be a slur. But
well, I guess I am. Yeah, well, I think Jewish is fine, but Jew is a little dicey.
Dicey, Brandeisy.
Little Brandeisy.
Yeah. Well, Brandeis is Jewish sponsored. So, oh, let's talk shit about Alan Williams.
Jewish. Oh, he's getting
yeah,
out.
It's
this
a,
is the
it's
time.
A non, or it's a non-secular, non-sectarian. I don't know.
It's a non-denominational.
Does this mean you go
no,
to temple?
No,
oh, you don't
okay.
go to temple.
It's a secular school.
It's a secular school, but it's based off of Jewish principles, which basically just means they love education and bagels. We have a bagel, Einstein's bagels on campus.
I like bagels.
Yeah, I do too. Bagels are awesome things and they're delicious.
I have two packs of bagels because I always buy them in doubles because if I run out, mm-hmm. I just want to not go to
do
work.
Do you freeze
and,
them or do you keep
no,
them fresh?
I eat them fast enough them that I can eat them, two packs.
I'm eating four bagels right now. Om nom nom.
I eat at least one a day.
Yeah. Well, Brandeis, the only food that was open until 2 in the morning on the weekdays was Einstein Bagels.
Okay.
So let me tell you.
It was a hopping
when I was
place.
Indulging in certain habits, I definitely went there.
Okay. Yeah. And where did you go?
I was kind of hoping that the only store that was open was like a ham emporium.
And then, Ian, you
but
went
we're only
to.
Like 30% Jewish.
A ham emporium?
Yeah.
Ooh, do they have bacon at Einstein's?
No.
No.
They don't have any of the egg meat. Kind of stuff. It's just the spreads.
You can't eat eggs with the bagels either. Oh, because
they just like don't have that.
Does that count as a meat?
No, it's not that they can't. We just only. Oh, we do have lox though.
I don't even know what that is.
It's smoked salmon.
Oh God.
With
okay.
cream cheese. Yeah, Jews love it.
No,
though.
Thank you.
It's delicious. Actually, lots of people love it.
I think
Jews
they would have been punished enough historically that they don't need to go for these bizarre foods.
It goes pogrom, Holocaust, lox yeah. in your mind.
Oh, gosh.
I remember there's this thing in school we did when I was in second grade or something, and everyone was supposed to bring a food from their native land or whatever, where their great-grandparents were from.
What do Polish people?
I brought
pierogies.
Sausage.
Yeah,
Polish
pierogies.
Sausage.
I'm so not in touch with our Polish ancestry, and it was not so long ago.
No, me neither.
Didn't Grandpa move from Poland?
As far as I know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Our family is just, for all I know, a bunch of scam artists who have no fucking idea what they're doing.
Yeah, his war awards are all Dzerzhinsky. And
yeah.
Dirk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awfully, it's like Mad Men.
He was the one that changed.
He switched to be, except instead of a successful executive, just some fucking guy.
I have a theory that well, we were Jewish back in Poland.
We could have been, right?
Yeah,
Dzerzhinsky,
there's
this,
like,
is that
no
Jewish?
Actual record, I guess.
I'm bad with money.
But then again, Dad said that. I'm bad with money.
So I don't know.
But you love bagels.
Weren't they Catholic, though? Why would they pick Catholic out of nowhere?
I don't know.
Go the opposite direction. You know, it's a really great thing. Like, no, we're not only Christian. We're Catholic.
Doesn't
we're
that one have
like,
the most wine?
Grandma was really Catholic. I don't know how Catholic Grandpa was before
ooh,
he met Grandma.
I see, yeah.
So this theory can hold true. We're never going to know. Yeah. Let's all go to Poland together.
Okay.
Right now.
Well, based on
the rest of this podcast will be from Poland.
Based on yeah, live from Poland. We could be Poland's number one podcast. I think that based on food alone, Poland's not bad. Because like I had, you know, from Sweden, someone brought caviar on this shitty bread. And it was caviar. It was in a tube. It was like toothpaste.
Wait, this is in elementary
in second
school.
Second grade or okay. something.
Oh, yeah. It's called Smorbro.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die. It was the entire day. That was the hardest day of school I've ever had. Because it was just, I would put something in my mouth. My mouth would fill with vomit. And then I would choke the whole thing down and be like, well, I respect your country. And then have to move down the line and be
That's
subjected.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I don't live in foreign land here.
Did you guys have the talk in art class when you were in like third grade where if you didn't like somebody's painting, you had to say, "That's interesting."
No, but no. I think I picked it up somewhere. Yeah.
I walked around to everybody's table that day with my friend and we would be like, "That's interesting. We're so funny." Da, da, da.
That's an interesting story.
Okay. Oh! And it continues.
Bud Light is foamy, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it.
It must be why it's so light.
Has drinkability.
Yeah, I like that. It's very drinkable.
Drinkable.
Good. Yeah, that makes me feel great about this product. It can be put in your face and go into your stomach.
You can drink more without vomiting.
Yeah.
So what's with this third picture on the wall?
Oh, third picture, that's me and an older gay man.
Wow, I didn't even recognize you.
Yeah.
Did you get your nose like?
He's all tilted. Yeah. I think the hand that's around his shoulder just looks huge next to your head.
You know what that looks
he
like?
He does look giant, doesn't he?
Like in Army of Darkness when Bruce Campbell
is
puts
fake.
His face in the book and his face gets all sucked out and elongated. That's what your face looks like in there, Peter.
Thank you so much.
Peter Dirk looks like distorted Bruce Campbell.
So I look like.
By the way, his pictures are still available for $39.95.
Yeah, by the way,
no,
signed.
$99.
What I do is sign right over the face for confusion to create an effect. I'm going to buy Photoshop before
Wait,
I do this.
I want to hear about the whale, though. That was
whoa,
who I was
who's
actually.
The older
oh, that's
gentleman.
Tom Spanbauer, a writer. It's funny, I went to this convention and met him. He did a reading and stuff. And, I was so excited to meet him. And then I saw him walking down the hallway, and I was like, yes, this is going to be great. And then, so then we were getting ready to go, and I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom before we go. And then I'm peeing. He's right next to me at the urinal.
Oh, man, did you look?
No. There were dividers. Okay. But I was just thinking, I was like,
were you right next to him?
Should I introduce myself now? Because if he recognizes me later as the guy from the bathroom, it'll be like, he didn't say anything, or will he just be like, well, we were peeing. Not appropriate. I didn't know. I don't know what the procedure.
I don't know. It's really different in a girl's bathroom because we're all standing in line talking.
Yeah.
And then there's these divided areas. I don't know what it would be like if everything was just out there.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the procedure is.
Would you?
You know what it's like? It's
would
like
you shake
being,
his hand?
Like you're sitting in a water slide, but it's not your turn to go yet. So the splashing is hitting your arms, you know, and you feel
oh,
the water
man.
And you're starting, you're really
continue.
Ready to
Please
get
don't
out.
Continue. And the story, ellipses, done.
So is this
so
picture taken in the bathroom then?
No, this is in a private sex room. No, I don't know. We're just on like some convention hall. I don't know.
Sex cauldron for children.
I think we look happy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he looks legitimately please. I don't know.
He looks a lot less happy than he would have looked had you shown up at his apartment with the shirt.
Probably. That would have been weird. Yeah, I made a homemade shirt in honor of this particular author, which I thought would be awesome.
What kind of stuff does he write?
Weird fiction.
About gay Indians.
Usually has
weird
a gay
fiction.
Indian involved. It's really good. I could loan you some.
Okay.
I have them on a bookshelf.
Interesting.
Yeah, I made a shirt, and my plan before I knew I would get to meet him at a convention was just to look him up in the phone book and go to his house, but he's not listed. Probably for just such a reason. So good move on his part, I'd say.
Foresight.
Yeah, he was thinking it through. Let's see, next we have a whale picture.
Wait, why is the eye located there? Is that where whale eyes are located?
It's I
like
know
right
nothing
back
about
from
whales.
The mouth. I feel like the eye is supposed to be really high towards the... Like,
I think the eye is actually just right off the jaw.
Yeah.
And I think that's supposed to be the blowhole, but it's sort of a cubist thing where the perspective is distorted.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. Is that two eyes or is that like a nose or something?
No, no.
Do whales have a nose?
Sort of.
You know, I'm not quite sure.
There's so many facts that never come up except for once, and then you feel real dumb
isn't,
for not knowing.
Isn't a dork the fat at the tip of a whale's penis? I at least heard
dork?
That once. A dork.
Have you seen a picture of a whale's penis?
No.
It's fucking gigantic.
I
am not kidding. It is like its entire... When it has a boner, it looks like someone superimposed a regular boner on a tiny picture of a whale. Not only that, but a whale boner is like prehensile. So it can like move around like a monkey tail.
Now we're just thinking about your monkey that your girlfriend made again.
Like, just imagine if a giant finger came out of the water and was, like, roaming around.
It's like the submarine
grappling
thing.
Grappling things, yeah. And pulling it in.
This would be a great movie. Horny whale cock.
A bunch of scientists decide, we need to make whales more fertile. They're endangered.
And it, like, shoots a guy to the wall with sperm, like Spider-Man. And he's, like, suffocating in a cocoon of sperm.
Whale, you know, they sperm. Already did that joke in Scary Movie, so...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
A sperm
whale? Yeah. Well, like, two people, like, one, they were both virgins, and they decided to have sex, and they were really, you know, the guy was supposedly really backed up.
Which Scary Movie?
I think it was the first one.
Oh, okay.
There's so many.
There's, like, seven. And they all get worse.
And Carmen Electra somehow is always on board.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's good. It's a good thing, too, because she's got a lot on her plate.
Hey, she did Carmen Electra's Striptease Workout DVD.
Yeah, I did that with my friend Christy and her gay brother. And
is that a
one
workout?
Of the funny, yeah, it is. It is.
I saw that we had it at the library, which I was like, why don't they just call this Carmen Electra's Teenage Spank?
It's a lot of just like squats and like rolling around on the floor, weird.
Is there, you know how? Okay.
Wait, I have a creepy question.
Yeah. You're my brother.
My
remember that?
Yeah. Does she get naked by the end?
No.
Then it's not really a striptease, is it?
No. It's just, no. It's utilizing the movements of a striptease, and it's actually like a really aerobic exercise. So you,
really?
Yeah, it's like aerobic Pilates yoga.
Huh.
All right, that's bullshit.
Is there a pole? Do they do pole stuff?
I think that there, we didn't have a pole. We were just at a normal house.
Sure.
In which my friend Chrissy didn't happen
well,
to have a pole.
I'd say that's, yeah,
a
relative term, because yeah. A house without a pole, not really a home. You ask me.
Yeah. So I think our video didn't have it, but I do believe that you can go to classes with poles and do that kind of stuff. Or
let me ask this. You got Carmen Electra's Striptease. Normally these workout tapes, right? Mm-hmm. It'll be some hot babe doing the workout, some hot babe in the background doing the workout, and then forming the third lady of the triangle. An enthusiastic man in spandex, you know, who you're like, fuck that guy. And he's all ripped and good looking and it's annoying. Was there a guy in this one or was it all women?
I don't remember. I really only remember my friend's brother and his antics during this.
Which I can imagine.
Which were outlandish. It was one of the best times.
Pretty outrageous fella.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He also had frosted tips at the time, which
good,
really,
yeah.
really added
exactly.
to the situation.
He should have been in the video. That's
I
the
know.
Kind of guy I'm talking
he's,
about.
He's just beautiful, so it would have worked out well. You would have felt bad about yourself looking at him.
Maybe. Well, he's not trying to get chicks, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Not competition.
Are we playing this game now?
Yeah, you guys want to play a game?
Is that what you're hinting by holding the Spider-Man
the
mask?
The child Spider-Man mask? I tried to put this game. I got this mask. It's like a spandex. Spider-Man mask that came free with Spider-Man, one of them, and it's so fucking tight. Like, you put it on your head and you can see the outline of your lips and your the Wait, creases in your ears.
But I have a really large head. Do you guys have large heads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wear like a...
but I have the worst because it's oblong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yours is quite oblong. Mine, I remember going to Girl Scout camp and being like, can I have a large helmet? Because they were just sizing everybody and they were like, you're 8, you don't need a large helmet. And then the large didn't fit and I had to have an extra large.
That's when I went to motorcycle class. Although I was a medium in that, which I was like... these poor fuckers with the large head. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I usually start out with XL, like snowboarding helmets and such.
That's me too. I think I wear like a 7 3/4.
Yeah, did you have
hat.
To get your headphones bigger?
I did, yeah.
Before, we actually stalled starting this show because Alan couldn't make his headphones big enough.
Yeah, for this giant head.
For
all that brain in there.
Your mason jar. So here's the game. Well, part one of the game is, let me explain the game.
Who we're playing for, right?
Yeah, but I'll explain the game. So if you watch movie trailers, there are a handful of songs that seem to pop up quite often. For example, Smash Mouth's All-Star, which I think you're probably all familiar with. Let me pull it up here, just
hey
so we
now.
Can all...
You're an All-Star.
Yeah.
I can just sing it a cappella, all of these songs, if you'd like.
Do you want to try?
Yeah, I can try.
See how many of them you know?
Okay.
Hang on here, let me...
Ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Okay. So let's see. Also on the list is the song Walking on Sunshine.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Let's see. We've got Bad to the Bone. Everyone knows Bad to the Bone.
Bad.
How about this? This is a tricky one. Semi-Charmed Life.
Baby, baby, I want something
Oh, good one.
Else.
Let's see.
I think the number one trailer song of all time is it's for every single chick flick. It's like, it's gotta be Everlasting Love is the lyric.
Oh, yeah.
What?
The one.
This will be
Everlasting Love.
Anything that the Olsen twins have ever been in.
You know what else is a good one? Feel the rain on your skin.
No one else can do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten.
I don't want to wait.
That's a great one.
For our lives to be over.
That's a good one, too. Okay, we've got.
We're such a singing family. They should call us
Kung Fu Fighting.
Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting. Those kicks were fast as lightning.
Now, this song I actually like, Under Pressure.
Under Pressure.
Pushing down on me.
You just sing the title in a sort of singy way.
But that was actually covered by Joss Stone.
Can
as
you
well.
Do
it was great.
Wild Thing, but in that fashion? Like you don't know the song?
Wild Thing!
Now, this is actually the Tone Loc version. Brick House.
Brick
She's
house.
A brick
yeah.
house.
Brick House. Okay. So here's what I did. I took those songs.
Be nice.
So I have those
I
songs.
I need to get another beer if we're going to be making
okay.
fun of me this much.
All right. I'm on it.
Before I'll explain the game, and then we'll take a brief break, and then we can play. So here's how it works. So since you're to my left, Julia, you'll go
yeah.
first.
Oh, great.
So your song would be Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, so cute.
And I have three different movies selected. You have to pick which movie trailer it appeared in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Okay, especially because these movies are going to be like, was this Tron Legacy the original or Tron
these are,
Legacy?
For the most part, there's one that's kind of fucked up.
Are any not between the time of 1985 to 1995?
I think they're all between 95 and current. I tried to be a little more current.
You should have actually tailored this game to be specific to our childhood favorites because I could definitely tell you about Blues Brothers and Terminator.
See, I had to pick bad ones though because I have a tape measure slowly extending towards my face from across
Tool
the
use.
Table. I think maybe take those beers back away so we can focus on the show.
As he opens the beer for Alan.
So you'll be first. I'll give you the three options and you okay. have to try to pick.
Can you give me the three options before the song and play the song?
I could do a little bit of both.
Time?
I'll yeah. probably
you
play
get
the
two
song.
Of the options. Then he plays the song. Then you get the third option.
I thought that'd be the weirdest way. I give you guys all your songs. Then your trailers, and then you have to just... No, okay. I'll probably start
Nobody
the song.
Nobody was laughing for the first time.
I'll start the song, give you the options, and we'll just keep the song rolling as you think about it.
Okay.
We'll have it kind of a music bed.
Oh, okay, great.
And then, you know, you'll
Once
do yours.
I know.
Ian will do his, then Alan. And whoever's the winner, their person wins a fabulous prize.
Wait, okay.
Which I haven't still, I have not given out one prize.
It's $10 off of the photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Peter.
$29.99 offer.
That's a steal.
So I'm going to pass you the Spider-Man mask, and you need to pick out one name. They're on Post-its, so they kind of stick together.
Yeah, I have like three attached to my finger right now.
It's kind of like trying to pick out one B.
Who is this? Cecily?
Cecily.
Cecily.
I don't know who that is either.
Cess, I love you.
Cess is the best, huh?
Yeah.
Guys?
Let's get Sassy up in here.
James.
James.
Ian is now James. That would actually be a name that's in our family. How about that?
And Alan's
I could blend in for fun
pick
for
out
once.
One last.
I got Chris.
With
K-H-R-I-S.
A K?
H-R-I-S.
Ooh, and James and Chris are married, so this is like...
Oh, shit.
You guys aren't allowed to share. Oh, those are all the names in here, huh?
Yeah, that was everyone.
Are they all of your listeners?
But, yeah, every listener is either getting a prize or in waiting for a prize.
Now, wait, how do you get onto the list to get a prize?
Oh, that's a great question. You can leave a comment at helpfulsnowman.com, facebook.com/helpfulsnowman, or twitter.com/WTFpod.
Wait, this isn't a .org organization?
No, they wouldn't let me have a .org. They let me have a .net if I wanted, which I was like, nice try, shitheads. No one's falling for that.
What was the browser that was like net? It's a net.
Net 10.
Netscape.
Thank you, Alan.
There's some good browsers out there, huh?
Chrome.
I sort of accidentally virused my computer at work, so I can't have Chrome anymore.
Oh.
I had to put on iTunes to do legitimate work, and then I put on, I don't know what happened, but so then I lost iTunes, Chrome, Firefox, all my good stuff, and I can't install any of it anymore. They won't let me.
Okay, so thus far I've heard that your battery life lasts 9 minutes, you don't have internet, and you can't actually install most of the functional programs that
bring
joy to my life.
Well, that's a separate work computer.
Oh, okay.
I could install, in theory, Chrome on my personal laptop. It would just take about 3.5 hours, I would estimate. So I would have to use about 10 different times of battery life, full battery life, to do so, because I don't have internet. I'm really trapped.
You're stuck.
The Metallica song Trapped Under Ice is about me and the internet.
And then you have all this nice audio equipment. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'm bad with money. I think I made that abundantly clear already.
Yeah, although you have not told the story of the whale picture still.
Oh, well, that was a gift for my birthday, I think.
From who?
From a friend.
Okay, ambiguous.
Yeah.
Let's play this game.
Okay, well, I have to pee. Do you guys want to keep talking while I pee, or we can do a commercial break?
Let's tell stories about Peter.
Okay, I'm going to go pee.
Who was the friend that you made the Batman and Robin?
That was Derek.
Derek Stallman, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Actually, in the photo albums that I have, there's pictures of when Derek Stallman came to visit, and everybody's so happy. It's so adorable.
You know, his mom calls me all the time.
Really? Why?
Yeah. It was a bizarre thing because I was volunteering with this youth mentoring organization.
Obviously.
You're right. And she saw me in their newsletter and decided to call this organization trying to get in touch with me.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
Did he have a brother named Brent?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Definitely. I've been talking to Matt Van Driel a lot, and he was student body president at UNC.
Yeah.
The excellent friend down the cul-de-sac from us, and he's bomb. It's so fun to talk to people from when you're like 2 years old that you lost touch with for a little bit of time.
I know. I was teaching at UNC for a little while, and when I went to a training, I saw what was their dad's name?
Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Brian was in the same training class as I was.
Oh, yeah. He teaches the first year experience class. You taught that, right?
Yeah, I taught some of those too.
Okay, awesome.
Because he was, at the time, he was working on Andrew Romanoff's campaign. He was a Senate candidate way back.
Yeah, he's going back to work with him again and live in Washington, D.C. Man, I hope that he doesn't mind that I'm telling the entire world all of his life plans. But...
Well, no, he'd probably be working with Bennett because Romanoff didn't win.
Oh, well, he was working in the same office, hopefully.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't working on a campaign when he was in D.C. He was working at, like, an actual senator's situation.
It'd be Bennett.
And Peter returns. Yeah. Look what happens when you leave. It gets very serious.
I know.
Can I blow this conch on the radio?
If you can.
I'm going to try to.
That would be a good thing to do, like, before you guess.
You had to do that right in his face.
Thank you.
I have to pee in the microphone. This is Lord of the Flies style. Do you know that we have...
You should give it to Ian because he played the trumpet.
Yeah.
And you have to cover up the little slot with your thumb. This is a big shell.
Oh.
This is the kind of shell that gets a fat kid crushed.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, that did it.
Damn, I just got
Jesus
that.
Christ. Okay.
And lift off.
There it is.
Okay.
Got it.
Now my
done.
It was just this hole that gave me trouble.
I don't want my neighbors to knock on the door and say, "Oh, are we supposed to kill that chubby kid now?"
So right.
Okay.
Oh, I get it. You referenced the book. For some reason, everything that you guys are saying today, I feel like you're calling me fat. But that
comes
from the cupcake.
We started off on a bad note.
Yeah. Alan had a pet rock when he was younger, where apparently all of the pet rock's name was Peter, and his family members' names were Alan, Ian, and Cupcake. Which, if you notice, there's one sibling that's missing, and then there's an extra name.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're playing first. You're playing for
Cecily.
Cecily. So here's your song.
What up, Cecily?
Here we go. Sounds pretty exciting, right?
Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion.
That's not one of the answers.
That's
not one of your choices.
I'm just letting you know.
It was kind of hard to take a song like this and find a movie and then come up with two that it was not in. But that seemed likely. So here are your three choices. Was this song in the preview for Corky Romano, High Fidelity, or Juno?
How long should I take to think about this?
As little long as possible.
Gut reaction, Corky Romano.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
That's incorrect.
Oh, no.
The answer is High Fidelity. Can you believe
what?
That?
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
It makes sense because High Fidelity is about indie rock, so they probably would have tried to pick something a bit more.
Well, if you remember, it was they did use it in a scene, too.
Yeah.
Jack Black was excitedly playing it. It kind of makes you feel good, right? The songs?
Yeah.
And don't it feel good?
It reminds me of the Futurama episode with the dog, Jurassic Bark, I believe it's entitled.
That's right.
Where he's singing it in the shower.
Oh, by the way, looking at these library books, my mom was like, I didn't see Peter at the library, but I did rent a book that I wanted to be waiting, and all of his were right next to mine. And so she was like, I know what he's reading.
Yeah.
It was all like action.
It's a violation of my privacy there. All right. Ian.
Yo.
Here is your song. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, this is a pretty tough one, I think.
Okay, so we've got ourselves Kung Fu Fighting.
Yeah. Ninja.
Give this a second to play out
what
for people who are
Farley
idiots.
Chris Farley ninja movie?
Beverly Hills Ninja.
Thank you.
That's one of your options. But the other options are also very good. You're not doing well for... Cecily.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Cecily.
You're helping out James, though, so that works out.
Okay, so your options for Kung Fu Fighting...
James better bake me cookies.
...are Daddy Daycare, Beverly Hills Ninja, and Kung Fu Panda.
I'm going to have to say it was not in Daddy Daycare.
Okay. Well, you have to say which one it was in.
Oh, it was in? Well, I'd probably have to go with...
Phone a friend.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't in Daddy Daycare... So I'm going to have to go with, it was in.
It's really
God,
a question
it
of.
It was
you
in
wanna,
the end credits of Kung Fu Panda. So
the trailer.
Yeah, that's
it's
what I'm trying
the
to
trailer.
Think.
Gotta be the trailer.
Like, I'm going to go with it was. I'm going to go with it was in the credits for Beverly Hills Ninja. Or the trailer for Beverly Hills Ninja.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Ian on the board. I love saying that.
On the board.
Which is a sheet of paper.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
All right, Alan.
There's actually a light-up board with all of our names in it. It's great.
Yeah, it's an LCD.
I've been
screen.
Mentally cataloging every trailer I've ever seen.
Okay, this is a tough one. Here we go.
Holy shit.
It's bad to the bone, so I made it extra loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's loud to the bone.
So here are your options.
All right.
Wild Hogs. Problem Child.
What is that movie even?
What is you?
Oh. Wild Hogs is a movie starring Tim Allen, Martin Lawrence, William H. Macy, and John Travolta.
And
William H. Macy?
And
yeah, here's
he's
what
in
they
there.
Do. They all have a midlife crisis.
Steve Buscemi too.
They have a midlife crisis and take a motorcycle trip together. And it's like all this, you know.
That's my answer, final answer.
I think they're.
Final answer.
I just watched.
The first one. Final answer.
Wait. In the trailer, which I watched yesterday, I think no less than three times does someone get hit in the nuts in a bazaar. Like, a guy throws a thing at a carnival and it ricochets and hits him in the nuts. And then William H. Macy is like the bad motorcycle rider.
Right.
And he's in what I would call a more than fatal motorcycle crash 8 times. He gets like clotheslined by a wire while he's going 80.
Oh, God.
And he just gets up and he's like, I'm okay. This is like or he hits a curb and goes flying off, rolls into a ditch, and he's fine. It's insane. It would be your number one. You would have fucking nightmares if you had a wreck like this for
the
rest of your life.
I would also like to mention that Ray Liotta is the villain in this movie.
He's the bad guy.
Maybe you know this, Peter. How many Oscar winners are in that film?
Well, Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. I believe William H. Macy was a nominee, at least.
I believe so, yeah.
Did he win, or was he nominee?
I think
movie?
He finally
no
won
idea.
Recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those gimmies or something?
What was it, Fargo?
Could have
I don't
been.
Know. I liked him in Happiness.
Yeah. He was, yeah.
I haven't seen that either.
Well, okay, so you've got him. Let's just assume.
We need to go to Poland and watch a lot of movies.
Okay.
We could completely waste our time over there.
In Poland.
Buying these, like...
Region 4, what the fuck
exactly.
does that mean?
Let's buy a bunch of movies we can never watch again. Well, that would be a good way to buy
Region
Wild Hogs.
Region 4?
I wouldn't want to be tempted to watch it day after day. So if we'd bought the Region 4, I wouldn't be always tempted, you know?
You know, when I did
movies
see...
movies do tempt you?
Wild Hogs.
I did see Wild Hogs when I was in Morocco, and the best part is it had Arabic subtitles.
Yeah.
So you got to see what everything meant, and they have like one word for
how
all
did they
the
even
curse
explain
words.
Do Arabic people like jokes of someone getting hit in the nuts with like a...
That's universal, Peter. Yeah. Okay. It's universal.
All right.
Aliens not, like getting so like seeing people get hit in the nuts. Okay.
So here are your choices. The aforementioned Wild Hogs. Problem yeah, Child. Starring John Ritter and some redhead kid. And obviously. 102 Dalmatians. Kind of a pun thing there.
I'm going to go with A, Wild Hogs. Final answer.
The answer is Problem Child.
Oh!
I know. You
it
know
is
what
the
song?
Problem Child trailer. Yeah.
Here's the best part. So in the Wild Hogs trailer,
I've
they
never
have...
seen any of these movies. Of this
really?
Question. Yeah. 102 Dalmatians? No, unfortunately.
Well, do you need to see it? It's yeah. Dogs running around
crazy.
It's
an extra one.
I thought one of the choices might be Space Cowboys with...
Clint Eastwood, Clint Robert Duvall.
Isn't Steve Buscemi in that
there's
one?
A pretty
Donald
good chance.
Sutherland
you might be thinking
else.
Of Armageddon.
Tommy Lee Jones, that's it.
Or
yeah,
Con
yeah,
Air
the guy from the
or
Fugitive.
Any
yeah.
other movie that has ever existed
any
in the
any other
indie
movie with
realm.
A completely flimsy premise where people end up in space.
Space truckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you speak about Armageddon in that
we need
way.
To drive things around in space for
with
some
Dennis
reason.
Hopper.
I like that movie. You know what's funny? So Wild Hogs. So it starts out and it's like... The trailer starts out and it's like showing how they all live these horrible suburban lives and they're like, don't you ever want to just fucking get out? They don't say fucking, but they're like, don't you ever just want to get out and get free? And then it shows them on motorcycles. So then it wants to get like a real hard guitar riff, you know? The song they pick is Collective Soul song.
wait, like which one?
The famous one. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh my god.
That's like their biker song.
Wait. The worst part is it's not even the hardest Collective Soul song.
Well,
like, which is bad.
Why not anything from AC/DC's vast catalog?
I mean,
anything.
It's not even as if they picked a really, like, they picked the hardest song by a not hard band.
A close runner-up to do for this game was Highway to Hell. That's in fucking everything. All right.
So I was almost sure that it was going to be Wild Hogs because you have such an extensive knowledge of it. But now I realize it's because they blew it on the on the rocker song.
I love that. Yeah, they spent too much on Collective Soul.
Yeah.
Ruining all of Alan's hopes and dreams.
All right, we're back to you, Julia. You
I'm sorry, Chris, I failed
so
you.
So can we recap the score here?
Okay, I gave you your point. You're welcome.
Does that recap it well enough without me saying
yeah.
It? All right, here we go. Here's your next song.
The world is gonna roll me. I love this. Actually, this reminds me.
I'm glad I gave you one you legitimately
when
like.
Somebody, when somebody like somebody asked him for some change and he or some money for gas and he was like, "Yeah, we could all use a little change." That reminds me of the Subway ad that I love.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need your coins. We'd like change. Boom.
I don't get that at all.
So it's for a homeless shelter and it said
keep your coins.
We're looking for real change.
Yeah.
As in like social change.
The homeless
shelter
or Subway is?
It's okay. There was an ad for homeless shelter people.
Yeah, context is important, Julia.
Okay, well, dooba dooba, random words. What movies was this possibly in?
Okay. Your choices are Mystery Men, Air Bud, or Witless Protection, starring Larry the Cable Guy.
I'd like to add that in a sequel to Air Bud, multiple puppies died. And
no
it's,
way.
Yes, it's
what?
On the Wikipedia page.
Like in Golden Receiver or
oh,
something?
Oh, in the making of it?
Yeah. Like, oh,
I thought in the movie.
Me too.
I was like, what the?
No,
why
no,
the
no.
Fuck would they make
the dog
movie?
Actors died.
So sad.
How?
I think they were euthanized.
Oh, God.
They couldn't handle the performance expectations.
We don't need all these dogs.
Yeah.
Were they just looking for multiple dogs?
Kind of like the
Disney
old...
Disney has since apologized and, like, donated vast sums of money, I believe.
It was like the Cove, but for dogs.
It was like the Olsen triplets.
But if you kill some dogs and then you have a net...
Olsen triplets... Crafty.
Right.
It was like the little sister that I or the big sister that I had until she got really annoying and you guys ate her, right?
Yeah, that was
that's
the
right.
That was the old
such
wife.
A warning.
Julia, I don't know why you always bring up Charlotte. She never existed.
Why would you pick grandma's name?
All right. So what do you think? Mystery Men, Air Bud, or Witless Protection?
I'm just gonna go with Air Bud, please. Final answer.
The correct answer is Mystery Men.
I don't even know what that movie is.
It's excellent. It has the it has the shovel.
Yeah, it's a superhero movie.
The bowler
sort of.
As well.
Yeah.
Return of Paul Rubens to the big screen. And he talks like this.
Does it also have William H. Macy?
It does. He's the shovel guy.
So what you're trying to say is that you just love William H. Macy, right?
Yeah, so far these are all William H. Macy movies. He's paying me. WilliamHMacy.com.
This is brought to you by...
What is his middle name, by the way? Herbert?
Harold?
I don't know, yeah.
Hitler, that's why it goes by age.
William Hitler Macy. Seemed like a good idea at the time. All right, you guys ready?
Adolf Ian? Will never be a good name.
All right.
All right, here's your song. Not a bad song. A little overused in the
Under
films.
Under pressure.
Ooh, yeah, it's a tough one.
Okay, I didn't even give you options, and you're already thinking really hard.
Yeah, I'm going back to it, but do it.
I wish you had a beard. You'd be stroking it.
Here are your options.
You could stroke my beard.
And I'm going to give you a clue. One of these is kind of a joke. So here we go.
All right.
Here are your hints. One's kind of a joke.
All right.
Okay, we have Jersey Girl. We have Witless Protection. No. We have Jersey Girl. Good Luck Chuck. And Scanners.
Oh, man. Scanners. Wait, no, I'm thinking of Screamers.
Scanners is the one where a guy's head explodes.
You know, under pressure. Really wish it were in Scanners. That would be great.
Me too.
I mean...
So you get kind of a 50-50.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't resist.
I mean, now all I can think of is the guy's head exploding to the tune of this song.
I don't even remember
Under Pressure.
It's this guy. It's this weird movie where people have, like, psychic powers. But there's a guy who's doing, you know, a news show or something, and then he's got a headache and his head just explodes. Because of the pressure.
All right, so my choices are Good Luck Chuck and...
Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl. Ooh. Yeah.
Was Jersey Girl Jennifer Aniston?
No, it's the Kevin Smith movie that has George Carlin, Ben Affleck, and Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez is brief.
Yeah.
That's because Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were together at the time.
They were Jennifer.
Right. Bennifer.
But I'm going to have to go with my answer.
Jennifer's already a name, Julia.
Yeah, she's always been Jennifer. Well, Jenny from the block, but
I
in
love
general.
That you got what I meant, though. Thank you. Otherwise, people would have just been like, okay,
be like,
that made no sense.
Indeed. Yeah. Good one.
I find that interesting.
I honestly didn't know where you were going because I was fooled by the rocks that she's got. So
I was, too. Shit. I love that.
But
she's
I'm
like,
gonna go
I'm
going
to find her on her block.
All right. My answer, I'm going to go with Good Luck Chuck.
The answer is Jersey Girl.
Damn it!
Okay. Alan, are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Born
this
ready.
This is a classic overplayed. Here we go. Every romantic comedy. One man!
One man, a girl that's out of his league.
Bill
He's
is
gonna
a guy.
Try to get her. He has a crazy plan.
Jenny is a reporter who's too focused on her career. Yeah. But when they come together, it's going to be...
There's going to be a rainstorm and they'll make out.
An epic disaster. And that's the title. It's going to be all about Steve.
Yeah. He's marrying this other girl, but she wants him and they're best friends.
All about
Rated
Steve.
R, male nudity.
All about Steve. Yeah.
You've just never seen this movie. Not enough male nudity.
Extended graphic male nudity. All about Corey Steve, Bias. One of your choices, by the way.
Extended male nudity and some brief language.
All right, so here are your choices. Mr. Nice Guy, starring Jackie Chan.
All right. All right.
All About Steve, starring Sandra Bullock and that rat face guy.
Wait, you were just talking about Steve.
I know. I couldn't come up with another fake title for this to be in.
Wait, is that ground rule number?
I don't know. It's all the rules are being broken. And your final choice, American Pie Band Camp.
Oh.
Ooh, it's either American Pie or All About Steve. I don't know.
When I wrote, you know, these down, I couldn't help but laugh. Because I just thought it was so... Because I was like, they might as well have used this song if they didn't.
I mean, if it is American Pie and I choose All About Steve, I'm going to be kind of pissed off at myself.
Well, we'll get you another beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's consolation.
And we'll get Chris no beer.
So we've got...
K-H.
Mr. Nice Guy, All About Steve, and American Pie Band Camp.
Could you go over Mr. Nice Guy again?
Mr. Nice Guy is a Jackie Chan. This is one of the final ones that was sort of imported.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a chef, a TV chef, who, as Jackie Chan tends to do, gets embroiled in a horrible situation that involves using kung fu.
Hmm.
A lot of kung fu movies, too.
Can I phone a friend or eliminate one of them, or do I have any options here?
No phones.
Let's see. Yeah, sure. You could. I could do an elimination.
All right, hell yeah.
I'm going to eliminate All About Steve.
Ooh, all right, American Pie 2, Bandcamp.
The answer is Mr. Nice Guy.
No!
Yes.
That was a tricky one.
I was
one.
About to yell at you for being too easy.
You gave me all the hard ones, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're like, look at the idiot over here.
You know what? I didn't know what order you guys would sit in, so it's cool. All right. Julia, are you ready?
Oh, I was born
the last,
ready.
These last three, I think, are the toughest.
What? We haven't gotten any.
No,
I know,
the one
that
last
I yelled
three
about.
Questions.
Yeah, I believe I have 1 point.
Oh,
everyone's
oh really?
Got,
did you even hear the choices before I said the answer? No.
Everyone's
I
got
still
one
it.
Left here. Oh, no, wait. Just Ian and Julia have one left. So
well,
I guess you lost.
No.
But if they tie, okay.
Then I win.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that works because yeah. I don't have a backup question anymore.
Fair enough.
Wait, wild you didn't thing. Just come up with these on the spot?
No. I had to do some research. Turns out you can't Google which movie trailers have Walking on Sunshine in them and find anything. All right. So you've got Tone Loc's Wild Thing. Here are your choices.
Yeah.
The new movie, The Smurfs, the new Yogi Bear, or Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That's your answer, huh?
Yeah.
The correct answer is The Smurfs.
Ah, brutal. Whatever.
So I believe I've won.
All right.
Yeah, Ian just won.
So here's what we need to do.
Let's make this one for all the marbles.
No, I think this is what we should...
Wait, no, just ask it. And
here's what I think we should do.
Whoever says the right answer first.
What I'm going to do, Ian won, but to play for second place...
Ah.
Alan will get to guess first. And if he guesses incorrectly, then Julia, you'll get a guess. And then if you guess incorrectly, it's back to Alan for the win.
Okay.
Not necessarily the win. It just goes back and forth, right?
This is a hard one. This is
but
probably
but
the
this
toughest
is for
one.
Second place, right?
This is for second
yeah.
place. So here we go. So you guys are all familiar with the song Brick House.
The trumpet player's son was in Real World, I believe, in New Orleans. Nolens.
I bet he was a good guy.
He was mediocre
yeah.
at best.
They all
well, I don't know if I could care less.
It'd be hard.
It'd be hard. I think I could do
push
it, though.
Through the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes him the second most famous guy in this band after Lionel Richie, so.
All right, so here are your options. Big Mama's House.
Ooh.
Big Mama's House 2. And Norbit. All movies with a black guy dressed up as a big fat black woman. For no real reason.
Can we give you credit for not using any of the Tyler Perry Madea films in this one?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to watch the trailers to confirm or deny.
I don't know which one of those black movies have you seen?
Let's see, I've seen Big Mama's House. That's the only one I've seen all the way through.
I have seen all three of
but
them.
But I watched all three trailers all the way through yesterday.
Ian, do you have one in mind of what it could be?
I believe it. This song is featured in all three films.
Oh.
So I haven't seen any of the trailers, but I've seen all the movies, so...
Can it, could it be a trick question where it's all three of the trailers had this?
It could be, but it's not.
Okay.
That would have been a really good idea. I'm going to write that down.
Actually, it's
up
in
on
all
the,
of them.
Up on the scoreboard. I'll go Big Mama's House 2.
Big Mama's House 2. That is incorrect.
No.
So you have a choice now between Big Mama's House
or Norbit.
And Norbit.
Choose wisely.
Wait, what was Norbit about?
That Norbit was Eddie Murphy as a big, fat black woman.
Now, he was actually supposed to be this big, fat black woman. Here's the thing. Big Mama's House, Martin Lawrence, it's like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right.
He's dressed up as a big, fat black woman because he's in the FBI for some reason.
Right.
So he's supposed to be dressed up. Norbit is Eddie Murphy, but he just is. It's like in the trailer when they say, Eddie Murphy is
So it's like in Hairspray when John Travolta was the big fat woman.
Yes.
Like he's actually that.
Yeah,
person.
There's no like fourth wall.
Well, it's worth mentioning with Norbit that Eddie Murphy did the Eddie Murphy is thing.
Yeah.
So he was Norbit, but Norbit was this big, heavy set black, this big fat black woman. But he was also this little tiny nerdy guy.
Yeah.
So he was dating himself in the movie.
Right. And Norbit's the dude. And then
I will go with Norbit.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Big Mama's House.
Wait. Let me guess.
Okay.
Kung Fu Panda.
I'm going to go with the classic, but then we just start talking about these movies, and I get so excited.
They're all good movies.
Almost definitely.
I mean, the background music. I felt so much more peppy when it was on.
And I take second place.
Yes. So we've got Ian with James in first place.
It goes by age.
Birth order, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That
it
worked
does.
Out nicely.
Yeah.
Good job, you guys. Thanks for making it easy for me to remember.
I'd like to say how much movie trivia I pointed out during this game that I have wasted my life.
I believe that's something we have in common. Other
yeah,
than,
I'll agree with
than
that.
Last night.
Yeah. I'll agree with the wasting of a life.
Yeah, your life sucks.
We've only got like one game we can play until other people comment because we've used up. Eventually, I guess if you comment, you'll just win because we'll have done enough where there's only such a limited pool.
Well, you may have to just actually send some previous winners their prizes and recirculate.
I don't think he'll be doing
that. We don't talk about the prizes, okay?
But listen, yeah. If you enter now, you could win multiple prizes.
You know what I've decided, though? Before I send out the prizes, which are fabulous, you have to email me first and
Peter
let me know you need
fabulous.
Them. Because if you're not even listening, I'm not just sending you a fucking prize.
Can somebody get this horse that is French braided in its mane with like sure. butterfly hair clippies?
Of course.
Yeah, first person to send that in. Send in their name, will win an autographed horse pencil.
Oh my gosh, do you have internet?
Autographed in
Damn.
Pen.
Autographed in pen. Yeah. In felt tip marker.
Yeah.
Whoa, is it
Guys,
pen
Guys, you
or
don't
felt
know
tip
how
marker?
Nice this is.
I don't know. You know what the problem with that? It's a pencil that looks like a horse, but it has, if
is
you've
it a
ever,
pencil?
Yeah.
It's very felty on the outside.
It's all felt.
I feel like this would completely gum up a pencil sharpener
exactly.
if you put it in.
It would be ruined.
Is that the problem?
It'd be like trying to sharpen a squirrel's penis. In a sharpener.
What?
Covered in coarse fur. Bad plan.
How dare you? A squirrel's penis is already very sharp.
But it's made in Taiwan.
Have you guys ever just spent like a whole night Googling different animal penises?
Because
they're crazy looking.
Yeah, a lot of them have spikes and shit.
They do have prongs and like they sort of seem to have no choice. Like they put the penis in and then they're just stuck.
Yeah.
Oh, like a cat?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, there's like latching devices.
Yeah. Doesn't seem necessary to me.
Well, a lot of other animals don't have sex for pleasure. It's like pigs, dolphins, and us.
But it doesn't have to be.
And a lot of primates do. Like bonobos.
Oh, okay.
They're effing left and right, I believe.
Bonobos, yeah.
Bonobos.
Bono.
Would it please call pretty girl?
He has sex for pleasure and to help children in Ireland, I think.
Africa
with,
now.
With his prongy penis.
Yeah, he has a prong.
Philanthropy sex.
That sounds like a UK euphemism for a penis. My prong.
Prickety prong.
Yeah. Oh, I fell on my prong. Well, I don't know if that works, but you get the idea. She saw me prong.
That's like Pat, when you didn't know if it was a girl or a boy, and there's always the puns of like, that she falls down the stairs and she's like, I crushed my nuts. And they're all like, oh, and then she pulls nuts out of her
I
pocket.
I hated Pat. God, that was the worst.
I hate gender neutral people.
I do. Pat was, not going to lie.
It has nothing to do with the bad writing or stupid sketch. It's all about his hatred of gender neutral people.
Neutrality in general.
Who played Pat?
Julia Sweeney.
Who's that?
Someone on Saturday Night Live.
Did she do anything but Pat?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I love your resolute monosyllabic
and by the way,
yes or no answers.
He leans back and then leans back in to answer. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
It's most assuredly.
Yeah, it's very
certain. I mean,
certain.
Yes.
Right.
Answer unclear.
Yeah.
All signs point to yes.
Yeah.
I gave my little cousin Dupree her very first magic 8-ball. She had never had one before. And I was like, what? You're 12. What have you been doing? And she's like, I have a Facebook. Terrifying.
We should hang out with that person, you, me, and Dupree. Why the fuck would you name your kid Dupree? They're gonna hear that forever.
Bring me, myself, and Irene.
Have you ever seen You, Me, and Dupree?
Yes.
It's fucking terrible. I saw it. It was so bad. I saw it on an airplane and just decided to take the headphones off and put my head into the
seat. Did you pay for
it?
Or was it free?
It was free.
Okay.
That would be an interesting question. What is the worst movie you sat through on an airplane? I think I can win this.
Go ahead.
No, I'll go last.
No, you have one in mind, though.
Snakes on a Plane.
Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Oh, nice.
Gosh.
At least that's got babes in it, though. That's something.
Not as many as you would think.
I once watched Fox News.
The movie?
Nope.
Fox News, the movie.
That would be terrifying. Oh, my God.
Rupert Murdoch is.
Bill O'Reilly. They just switch around.
Yeah.
Just to be insane.
Oh, man. Other crazy actors include Donald Trump.
I also sat through Paul Blart Mall Cop on a plane.
That had its moments.
Ooh, you might have won it there.
I think I've watched portions of that.
And you know what the craziest part is? It was subtitled in Arabic because the flight was flying back to the Middle East, North Africa.
Sure.
Normally on that plane, they would have shown Brokeback Mountain in that spot.
Ah, but yeah, obviously that's not going
to
work.
So they decided to give the Arab world Paul Blart Mall
Cowboys
Cop.
Fucking...
And that's why terrorists hate our freedom.
I think they'd hate us more from Brokeback Mountain. I don't think they'd be fans.
Yeah, but why can't they show like Mighty Ducks and have them understand why America's awesome?
Or that's some Adam Sandler.
Actually a legitimate question. I don't know.
That's a really a
Mighty
question
Ducks,
in my
Hillary
life.
Clinton,
Runnings.
I have an idea.
Cool Runnings would be great. Like,
any of the many Disney sports movies.
Miracle. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like how all our accomplishment movies are sports related.
We hate Canada, but man, we kicked the shit out of the Soviet Union. What the Soviet Union?
And also that Cool Runnings is one of our choices, even though that's Jamaica's. Yeah. But they never made the movie.
We did.
They were too fucking stoned.
It had John Candy. That's American. Like Twins. Did you see John Candy in Twins? That movie's absurd.
He's in Twins?
I think it's Danny DeVito.
No, not Twins. The movie with the twins where they live at like a trash dump and everything's really bizarre.
Oh, I know the movie of which you speak.
Yeah. And there are twins.
It has Chevy Chase?
Like, yeah. No, John Candy.
And Chevy Chase.
Maybe.
No.
Is that a trash dump?
They live in the dump?
Yeah.
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 Is it Uncle Buck? No.
Uncle Buck 2, post-apocalypse?
It's like similar actors. Yeah, we'll have to look into it, but it is... damn funny. I remember one time I got my wisdom teeth out, and then I went home, and I was high on Vicodin and watched this movie, and I was so confused.
It's a good wisdom tooth movie.
Yeah. Wisdom teeth.
I might be getting some of those out, so.
You haven't yet? No. You're like 40.
I only have two.
Oh, it's great. You'll be partying the same night.
I'm medium excited because I have lots of sick time, and I think I'm going to be like, well, I'll probably need 3 weeks or something to recover.
Yeah. No, you will.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to be fun.
You might need to recover in Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Ooh. I need the sunshine.
Exactly.
Okay. Does anybody have anything else, or did we do it?
I think we did the ding.
Did we accomplish everything?
I think we accomplished that and more.
Okay. Let me give us some outro.
It's the Dirkapalooza episode.
Well, happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah.
Enjoy finding old eggs with your family.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah. Julia, any last things you want to add?
Read books.
Do you want creeps to find you online?
No. I have no website at org or .com.
Any websites you want to recommend?
Wineandbowties.com. Check it out.
We're cutting that out. I don't know what that is.
It's good. It's good shit.
Okay. Well, is it funny?
No.
Okay, then that's fine.
So, Peter, have you actually read the whole Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace?
Oh, can I borrow that?
I bought the whole thing. No, I bought it used, extremely used.
So it looks like you read it?
It does, kind of, doesn't it?
Can I borrow it?
Sure.
Okay.
You could do it after we're done here. You don't have to do it immediately.
Can I close with an excerpt?
Ian? Yeah, sure. Find something touching while Ian tells us.
Read it very eloquently.
Ian, do you have any final words or online internet sites you want to recommend?
You know, I don't have any online internet sites I would like to recommend. I don't have any offline internet sites I'd like to recommend, but I would like to recommend Syntax Spirits. Great place for vodka and a very friendly cat.
SyntaxSpirits.com, probably.
I'd like to recommend Zombo.com, where the infinite is possible.
Zombo?
Yeah, the only limit is yourself.
Okay. Are you related to this, or is this just a thing?
Zombo.
What is it?
Zombo.com.
Okay, it's Zombo.
You must discover it for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there as soon as I...
You can't merely be told what Zombo.com is.
Wait, can I read the last sentence of this book just to fuck with people?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to cut out that you said that so that it'll be ruined. It'll be like, it was the mom who did the murder. And the end of Infinite Jest.
I mean, the best part of Infinite Jest is the last sentence technically is part of a footnote, so...
Of course it is.
Yeah, because it's David Foster Wallace, and that's how it rolls. All right.
So I'm gonna read the last, like, three lines-ish. Finding the beginning of a sentence, can't find it. Okay. And when he came back to, he was flat on his back on the beach in the freezing sand, and it was raining out of the low sky, and the tide was way out. Infinite Jest, the ending.
Doesn't say that last part, does it? I was about to have a little tear until it was Infinite Jest, the ending, and then I was like, that was fucking pretentious to put that in there. This is the ending of my book, the end. All right.
Finn.
Thanks for listening, everybody.